Hi, everyone, and we're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Caregiver Dave Nassani. Dave, how are you? I can't believe it's December 17th. You know, snow, we just got about, oh my goodness, 10 inches of snow. Thank goodness I'm quarantined because my wife has COVID. And so we're at least in a lot of ways it worked out because I'm not going outside. I'm not leaving the house. So it all worked out when we had this big snowstorm. But Dave, I'm sure you don't have snow in California.
No, but when I was in New York, I just missed the snow. It happened when I left.
All right. So who's our guest today? She's awesome. Go ahead and introduce our guest.
Tamala D'Amico stars in the Indian American film One Little Finger, streaming on Amazon and Apple worldwide. She plays Raina as an American neurologist researching music therapy in India. She's got more than 80 people with disabilities on this. Welcome to the show.
Now, Tamala, kind of like wanted to talk about, I think we're going to talk about your project. We want to do a bulk of that of the short time we have with you, but I wanted to tell you my background. I'm a former school teacher and also an educational advocate for special needs kids. So this is just a great story, to say the least. Dave, go to your first question for Tamala, then we'll jump right into the
other. Yeah, I am so excited about your project, Tamala. You know, I'm a caregiver. My wife is disabled. She had a stroke 22 years ago when she had a headache for 4 days, lost her speech, became paralyzed on one side. So I know we had a rough grief period there for a couple of years, but you know, we worked through it, reinvented ourselves, and she has a great attitude. She still can't talk, but she can communicate non-verbally through Pictionary charades, two games I hate, by the way, but I'm learning to love, and she has a power chair. And we travel the world just helping caregivers stay alive. You know, 30% of them die before their loved ones do. And I just believe that everyone is eventually going to become a caregiver. You're going to need one, or you're going to be one. So awesome what you're doing. Tell us about the show. What's going on?
Yeah, amazing to hear your story, by the way, because that is basically the message of the movie, is that at any time in your life, someone can become disabled. So The discourse for this is super important, because disability, when people often talk about it, it becomes like a charity issue. And that's not what it is. It's a human rights issue. And you know, in the past year of the Me Too movement and all these different diversity and inclusion movements that are happening, the disability movement has risen up and said, well, okay, well, us too. What about us? And, about time. And we have over 80 people with disabilities who star in the film. Wow. And, you know, I was asked to be a part of this as an actress, the only American, to go to India to film. And I didn't really understand what I was getting into. The script was very, very beautiful. Pardon me. And, you know, I sort of experienced in a very method way what my character was going through at the same time, because here I was, an American, going over there and dealing with the Disability Institute and bringing the music at the same time, also being just an American going to India and having to deal with things that I had never done before. So it was really like, I know it's unlikely I'll ever have this experience ever again, but the most rewarding part is, you know, coming out the other side of this. We premiered in Cannes and it went all over the world, and now it's streaming for everyone to see. And the discourse is just so important, because after everywhere that we screened, the questions that we received about the film were along the lines of like, wow, how did you get this movie made? Why did you do it? And thank you for doing it, because now we can see ourselves on the screen. And that's how discussion happens. Yeah. In addition to that, the caregivers that came up to me afterwards and said, thank you so much, because when you're doing this on a daily basis, and there's all different levels of care and needs, people don't realize the struggle also of the caregiver.
Yes.
And we don't have that discourse, and we don't discuss it. And even parents of children who have even, you know, just autism, which is the numbers are so high now, they're like, thank you for doing this movie, because nobody talks about it. Nobody knows what it's like to, on a daily basis, to live the life of somebody who has a special need. Coming out the other end of this, I just think it's super important now to have the discussion. Also, have a people first language, which puts a person before their disability, is super important in teaching the public as well as journalists on how to portray and speak about this issue. So,
and I agree with you. And I think that a lot of times let's just talk about specifically what everyone's dealing with COVID. Some people are getting this in a little bit of a situation, especially as I talked about when you called me last week, we were trying to do the interview and I said, my wife had COVID. So we're all quarantined, all six of my kids and myself and my wife. And I was, wow. I was working my office somewhere else and my mom's because of it. She ended up with COVID, but I didn't give it to her. She was helping caregive my kids while I was at her house to have my office. But we've all dealt with so many challenging things, but it's not the level that it's never going to disappear. At one point COVID's going to go, but if you have a child with special needs, that's never going to go. So what is your ultimate hope from this film, Tamala, you want people to get out of it?
I hope the film becomes a learning tool. I hope it actually eventually gets into schools and school programs. I'm glad for everyone to see it just as a regular story. I mean, the journey my character goes on is just one part. We have like four or five different threads that we follow with each person. And a lot of the story is based on people who are in the film who actually it's their real life story in parts. And just seeing them reenact their own lives, I'm like, before they started, they didn't think they could do it and they had to be talked into it. And then they did it. And of course, now they're like, wow, I have this ability. So the hashtag of ability and disability is a very real thing. It's like you have to elevate people. All we can do is elevate, and then people can achieve their goals on their own.
You liberated them.
Yeah, you know, I think they didn't realize because they need to give themselves the permission because society has not. So, you know, I'm all for actors playing everything they want to play, but also give somebody who is in a wheelchair the opportunity to play someone who's in a wheelchair.
Now, I don't know if you connected with Vincent D'Onofrio. He's very involved in this as well. So that's,
yes.
We had Vincent on the show about, I guess it was almost a year ago, Dave, but also.
And even be a high functioning autistic. He didn't,
right.
He didn't confirm, but he didn't deny it
Dave,
either.
Dave always brings up these things, but Vincent really has provided that great platform. And I'm thinking of somebody else that has a camp that'll come to me in a second. I think it was Travolta's brother. Also is very involved in this as well, in the fact of getting more special needs adults and in front of to be able to be part of acting, be able to take on their own roles. Tamala, how is that going to finally happen where they're going to write more and more of those opportunities in Hollywood?
I think it is happening now. It's a slow trickle, but the more we have this discussion, you know, a lot of producers are talking about inclusion and talking about diversity and making changes, but not a lot of people are putting their money where their mouths are. So I think, you know, if you're in a position, like I'm in a position now where I can speak about this and I can promote it. If you're in a position of power, and this goes across the board with inclusion, diversity, disability, if you are an African-American person who gets to an elevated position, then send the elevator back down and hire somebody else who also has the qualifications like you and is like you. The same thing goes for disability. If you receive a role as an actor or any position on a film crew or entertainment, hey, let somebody else that you know in your own community or somebody that comes to you, let them know, show me your credentials, show me what you can do. If I think that you're right, I'm going to pass the buck. You know, I'm going to pass it, pay it forward. That doesn't happen often enough just with quote unquote able-bodied people. You know what I mean? Exactly. I think people don't recognize that we are one tree with many branches. I think a lot of people are very competitive and that needs to end. Like, be competitive with yourself, but elevate others. And we are all one at the end of the day. Yeah. So I think also the more people see themselves on screen, it will champion others to want to be able to do that. And you know, everybody has dreams and goals. I just think within the disability community, they were not offered the opportunity and permission to reach for them. And now things are changing. And, you know, I belong to an amazing Facebook group. And every day there's news about a new thing that has happened and somebody's win. Everybody's posting their wins. Like, this is what happened for me today in my job. And it's helpful. It's amazing to see.
It's definitely amazing, Dave. Go ahead, next question. But, you know, Tamala, I have to find out from the filmmakers and everything. I have really a good background in education. I have connections all over in education. So we'll definitely have to have a talk off air, see how I can help bring this message further, meaning because of educators across the world that I know and things like that. So, but go, Dave, with your next question.
Yeah. And, you know, I found a film producer. He's making a film about my life, and he's getting a grant from a film festival. So I'm excited that my disability story is going out there, too. But I'm so excited for you. You've got a potential Grammy on One Little Finger. Tell us about that.
Not myself, but the music in the film. We have an amazing just fleet of musicians. Quincy Jones has music in the film. Wow. Sayida Garrett, who wrote Man in the Mirror. Julian Lennon. Ketchy, who I think was on America's Got Talent. She was in a flight where she was the only survivor, and she has burns, I believe, like over 90% of her body. An amazing voice. She sings the theme song, One Little Finger. And wow. I believe that's the one that was on the Grammy ballot. I'm not sure where we are right now, if it continued to move forward in the nominations or not. But it's such an odd year for awards. I don't know what's going on. But they were on the ballot, or they are on the ballot, and it's the theme song to the film called One Little Finger.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it's a different time for this to be released, but I think it's in a lot of ways, it gives people more to watch this, right? To give them to understand what other people are going through and how they can really help during this trying time.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, people are struggling with COVID and other illnesses right now. Myself, my dad has Parkinson's, and now you have to think about things that you never thought before. Like, is there a ramp in this building for my dad's wheelchair? If you've never had to think about this before, this film will make you question things like this now. You will be much more aware, because you will, you know, I think a lot of people, especially in America, if you see someone with a disability, it is human nature, unfortunately, to not acknowledge and not look people in the eye and just say hello. I don't know what that is about. Fear, maybe? I don't know. But after this film, I think it has opened so many people's eyes, including myself, that now I recognize everyone everywhere in a 360 way that I definitely realized that I did not before. And that is like humbling to have to admit. I'm like, wow, I didn't, yes. I never thought about these things because it wasn't a part of my life. And now it is. So it can happen to anyone at any time. It's not just people born with disabilities, anything in any way. And this goes for mental health. It goes for, you know, physical. It's there's many different ways, you know.
Exactly.
But I think in society, acknowledgement is important and education is important. And it took this long. I mean, it took this long for us to elevate even 15%. You know what I mean? So with more discussion, it's only going to get further.
All right.
But we have a long way to go.
So Dave, I think she's answered your caregiving question, that she cares for her father. So I think that you can add that to the story.
I don't. I mean, my dad's in Florida. I just, my mom is his caregiver, as well as he has different health aides. And with Parkinson's, it's different every day. Sometimes he's totally fine.
You're bringing that awareness, Tamla. You're bringing that awareness. And you're fighting for him, so that's you being a caregiver as well,
right? Yeah, you're right,
making sure that these things
long-term caregiving, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, and it really does. At the time when you visit, that's still being a caregiver, yes, definitely. So, you know,
so you're used to doing comedy, we're doing comedy series, you received awards for that. This is a change for you. Is it out of your comfort zone?
No, I've done all different things. I think people know me in a lot of different ways. You know, some people only know me as a recording artist. Some people know me as a singer. Some people know me as a filmmaker. It just really, you know, you have different circles and different fan bases and things like that. Comedy is what is that Woody Allen quote? Tragedy plus time equals comedy. In order to do comedy, you have to know drama. Because you never play to the comedy. You play to the circumstances, which happen to be funny. So, yeah. And the greatest example of that, of course, is Lucille Ball, which, and I Love Lucy stands the test of time because of that. She's just playing her circumstances. She's not trying to be funny.
Right.
And even in this film, there's humorous moments in this film too, as well. I mean, just life in itself is, it's humorous. So
do you speak Italian also, or you only sing Italian?
That's such a good question. And everybody asks me it. I understand, my dad's from Sicily. I understand a lot more Italian than I speak back now as an adult. It's hard to learn grammar as an adult if you're not speaking it all the time. It's hard to remember the grammar, I should say. So I'm actually relearning Italian, but I've acted in Italian and sung in Italian many, many times. And I can fake it pretty darn well. I did an entire movie playing an Italian woman, and nobody knew I was not fluent until after the movie was over.
Well, Pamela, congrats on this film. And we do, she has to head to a party, meaning, so I'm excited for you and the fact that you're living and having the opportunities that you're having, Tamela. But where can people check out One Little Finger? Where's the best place?
So One Little Finger, you know, if you tend to watch movies on Amazon or Apple iTunes, it's basically any streaming service, Google, Vudu, that you use, except for Netflix. So any distributive platform that streams movies, you will find it.
That's fabulous. And I guess the other thing is, any other projects coming up for you?
I have a few, but, you know, a bunch are on hold because of COVID. We just don't know the start dates, unfortunately. So I can tell you right now, but
you got to come back again. But we'll definitely,
yeah, I will.
But we definitely have to stay in touch, see how I can help this film and get the word out in schools and all that stuff. So I'll reach out to your team and see. The last thing I wanted to ask you is, where can we connect with you? Where for you? Follow you? Social media?
Sure. All my social media is at Tamela D'Amico. That's TamelaDamico, or my website, which is TamelaDamico.com. And I'm the only one of very few Tamelas, I think, in the entertainment business. So you'll find me if you just do it. A Google search.
Dave, lucky you.
Dave, great guest. Fantastic. Wish we had more time, but enjoy tonight and continued success. And I'm definitely going to look at how we can get One Little Finger in every school across the country so that people can see this tremendous story. So thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate that. Good to talk to you guys.
Right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.